everyone. Welcome. This is a great audience. I want to start by asking, who is at a WITH event for the first time? Welcome. But actually, a lot of you have been here. So this is our 17th event since we started in 2014. Has anyone here been to all 17 events?
Garrett.
I haven't even been to all 17 events. But okay, great. Well, we've been doing this for 5 years since 2014. All of our events are around our three core pillars, which are professional development, community engagement, and networking. And we try and incorporate a little bit of all of them in there. So we're actually going to have a networking activity for you all at the end. So please stay, and I hope you'll join us for the happy hour afterwards. But I'll give a little more information on that as we move on. I think in the interest of time, I'm going to turn it over to you to speak about next. Oh, sorry. The steering committee. Yeah, I forgot this one. Okay, so the steering committee. We've been doing this with these wonderful women from throughout the studios, and I'd like to ask you all who are here to please stand up, just get some recognition, because we couldn't do this without you. This is totally volunteer. All of these women, most of them have been with us for several years, and they give generously of their time to make this happen.
Great. So we launched the Solve for Equality in Hollywood and Technology back in October of 2017. And you might be asking yourself, what's been happening since then? So it's a good question. And as I mentioned, we are an all-volunteer organization, so it has been a challenge trying to make things happen. But we did a lot of planning in last year. And there are a bunch of people from different groups that basically own a bunch of different groups. So Lizzie Paulson is here, and from her United Way women's group, and there you are, and Cheryl Bedford from Women of Color Unite. So we have different people that we've been working with over the past year on this initiative. And just to reiterate the initiative for those who haven't, this is the first time to hear about it. So if you think about the technology industry and Hollywood, they both have issues with diversity, inclusion, and equity, right? So we thought if we united these, we would create a synergy. And this would be amazing about solving for this. And the way we thought we would do it is that technologists are really good at, you know, they have problem-solving methodologies, and they are really motivated about solving problems, and especially the entrepreneurs and the startups. And then Hollywood is really good at selling stuff, selling messages, selling dog food, selling commercials, selling movies, TV shows. So we thought if we unite the enablement aspect of Hollywood, technology, and the amplification aspect of Hollywood, we would be able to create a massive impact in these industries. So in the past year, we have been meeting with a bunch of different groups, and we are working on basically a hub website that would unite these groups under different resources, and we hope to launch that in the next quarter. And we're also working on a pretty big event. We have a tentative hold on an auditorium in Culver City, which holds 1,200 people. And it would be tentatively for November 2nd, which is Equal Pay Day, but the date is still tentative. We'd have star power celebrity types, basically. If you imagine the director of Black Panther being one of the speakers, and then a bunch of breakout sessions on building the bench, meaning how do you negotiate your salary raise, how do you build your brand, etc. So that's kind of what we have focus on, and those are the different groups that we started to work on. And do you want to talk about this?
Sure. So our next event, we like to do a little promo here. May 23rd, Sheraton Universal. We hope you'll all plan to attend. And again, it will be in conjunction with the Mesa event. And this one's really important to us. It's our WITH Leadership Awards. And you'll meet some of these women on our panel this afternoon who've been past recipients. But we also use this as an opportunity to both make donations to and bring attention to some of the local charities that we partner with who are working in the space of getting more women and minorities involved in technology in our town. So we're really excited for that event, and we hope you will please put it on your calendar and join us.
Definitely.
And with that, I think, So with that, no further ado, all right, somebody else took over. All right, okay, so I'd like to introduce our keynote speaker for today. This is Dr. Iris Furstenberg, who's a professor at UCLA Anderson and the UCLA Department of Psychology. She's also an author and an engaging storyteller, and she applies her expertise in cognitive psychology and field research to the uncertainty of the modern business world. So I think this is something that everyone in this room can pretty certainly say that they're experiencing in this industry. Her strategies for flexible thinking and creative approaches to problem solving help her students learn to create extraordinary outcomes. 3 years ago, I embarked on this crazy accelerated 15-month executive MBA program, which is why I missed a couple of our events, so I can't raise my hand there either. And that is where I first encountered Iris. I had the great fortune to spend a week in class with her, soaking up her stories. And not to diminish my overall program experience, it was really amazing. But her class, Patterns of Problem Solving, is the one class that really stuck with me and continues to run through my mind. I've actually found real opportunities to apply my learnings to my job, which I, you know, can't say about every class I took. But anyway, I'm super excited that with Iris's generosity, we can give you this opportunity to experience a small sample of her brilliant ideas that she has to share with us today. And I know firsthand that what you hear, I think, will inspire you to take some action tomorrow, next week, next month in your job. So please, without further ado, welcome Iris.
Thank you.